So morning we discussed about Bakirasamrachindu. Bakirasamrachindu, as I told the first point about how bhakti and rasa has been put together first time by Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami. And Jiva Goswami is the best person through whom we can learn Bakirasamrachindu from. Because basically when Bakirasamrachindu was written by Rupa Goswami, Jiva Goswami was editing. And he knows best what is there in the mind of Rupa Goswami. So Rupa Goswami, he got this inspiration from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to write Bakirasamrachindu. That is why he starts the second verse. Now, because before we go to the second verse, many of you are new. So in short, we have discussed the first verse of Bakirasamrachindu, which talks about the subject matter that is known as the Vastu Nirdeshakatmaka Mangalacharan. Means that Mangalacharan, that aspect of that Mangalacharan, that verse which talks about the Vastu Nirdesha aspect. There is Ashirvada and Namaskara. And the second verse is known as, he takes Ashirvada by paying obeisances. And also we discuss that how Krishna's name directly doesn't come in the first verse. Though the vastu of the subject matter of Bakirasamrachindu is Krishna, the Krishna's name is not directly referred here because it is a rasa literature. Whenever there is experience of rasa, you cannot tell something directly. Even in the Mindian world, we'll find sometimes you'll find like the small boy. He starts as if he loves the mother, but he shows some more affection. That means what? He doesn't ask, I want this. But by showing some affection, by speaking something else, that means he wants something. He cannot tell, I want it, isn't it? Like there's a famous joke. Not a joke, it's actually truth only. When one boy, he comes to the mother, and then says that, oh mummy, I love you and all these things. The mummy clearly says, don't do natak, I have no money to give you no pocket money. He wants some pocket money, that is why he talks so much of expression. He speaks so many different things other than this. So that is why the intended meaning, the inferred meaning has to be understood in any kavya, in any literature. So Vidu, we discussed how Vidu means moon, Vidu means also Krishna. And the four meanings of Vidu, two derived from Vidadhati and Vidhunauti, Vidhunauti and two from Vidadhati. And we also discussed how Jayati confirms this. And also we discussed how Vidu or Krishna has been introduced to us as Akhila Rasamrita Murti. And among all the rasas, the topmost is Madhurya. So the Madhurya Bhaktas, their relationship with Krishna has been described. Three categories, that is Taraka, Pali. These two are completely subordinate or subjugated by Krishna's effulgence coming from his body. And Shyamalalita, they are Atmasama. They are, that Krishna considers them to be equal to them. That is why he embraces them. And Radha Priyan, for Radharani it is exactly opposite. Radharani is superior position. So he runs behind Radharani. In spite of Radharani saying, get lost till, he just roams around Haral. So these are the points which we discussed in the morning. We'll go to the second verse now. Kritiyasya Prirnaya Pravartito Hambaraka Rupopi Tasya Harer Padakamaram Vande Chaitanya Devasya. With great humility, now Rupa Goswami pays obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from whom he got prerana. So paying obeisances to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, Ata nija bhakti pravartakena kaliyuga pavanavataram. Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He is a Kaliyuga Pavanavatara. And he is delivering the people in the age of Kali. And Nijabhakti Pravartana. And how did he teach bhakti? Nija bhakti, by practicing bhakti. And he taught us bhakti. And to whom? To himself. The word nija is a three meanings. Nija means his own bhakti. Now, nija means by practicing himself. Whom did he teach to? Nija jana. Nija jana means his own people. So the word nija is used in three circumstances here. You can take it any way. Nija refers to nija jana, means your own people. Number two is by practicing himself. And which bhakti he taught? Bhakti towards himself. Bhakti towards himself, by practicing himself to his own people. So, in this way, nija bhakti pravartanena kali yuga pavanavataram visheshataha swashraya charanakamalam shri shri chaitanya devam bhagavantam namaskaroti. So, I pay my obeisances to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his lotus feet, who is swashraya, visheshataha swashraya. Now, he has taken shelter of himself. And he came like that. So, it is about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us go further. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired Rupa Goswami. That is how it is explained here. Hridiyasya prirnatya pravartosmin sandarbha. So, now we remember that situation. Sandarbha means that in Prayag, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired Rupa Goswami to write this literature. We know when Rupa Goswami was instructed by Chaitanya, and Chaitanya was from Prayag, he was about to go to Banaras. And Rupa Goswami also followed him. He came to the bank. The boat was waiting. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got in the boat. Rupa told, "I also want to come." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, "No, you should go and serve. Excavate the last places of Krishna, pastimes. And you should write books based on my teachings." And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami to write a book, a spriti for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So this Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu is a spriti for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So in another way, if you see Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, it is actually our spriti. Every sampradaya has a spriti. Now you should know what a spriti is. Though spriti means something which is remembered, whatever is said in the Vedas, they are known as Shruti. And whatever the Rishi learns from the Vedas, and they speak it out from their memory, that is known as Spriti. But specifically when we say Spriti, it refers to the code of conduct. Every sampradaya has a Spriti. Though there are so many Spritis, every sampradaya selects few sections of the different Spritis. And the acharyas, they write one book. Madhvacharya wrote one book, Nityanusandhana. Ramanujacharya also wrote one book. For the Sri Vaishnavas, there is a Spriti, they follow. How to follow Ekadashi, how to do this thing, etc. So for ours, Rupa Goswami wrote the principal Spriti, that is Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. And to elaborate on that, the practical aspects of Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. For example, Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu says, you should do arati. That is one of the upachars. It says you should do arati. How should be the arati? What should be the shape? How many deepas it should be? How long it should be? What mantle it should be made of? Whether should agarbati should be first or flower should be first? All these things will be described in another book called Haribhakti Vilas. So in this way, Haribhakti Vilas gives the entire details. How to calculate Dwadashi? How to calculate the Tithi of Ekadashi? What is Mahadwadashi? Why we don't, if two Ekadashis come, what we should do? So many technical aspects of it. That is described in the Haribhakti Vilas. So these two things are our Spriti. Means the code of conduct. One was written by Rupa Goswami. Other was written by Sanatana Goswami. Of course, some people say, actually, Sanatana Goswami himself told, Gopal Bhatta Goswami wrote it. But there is still a doubt, because Jiva Goswami also says, Gopal Bhatta Goswami's notes, on based on that I wrote Sandarbhas. And Gopal Bhatta Goswami himself wrote one more book called Satkriya Sardipika. So you have Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, Haribhakt Vilas and Satkriya Sardipika. So see, Satkriya Sardipika is meant for grihasthas, basically. It is for those who are, though they may be practicing pure devotional service, but their family members are not. Even though their family members may be practicing pure devotional service, but the social circumstances forces us, rather it is duty of every householder to do sanskars. Because sanskars don't come under the category of pure devotional service. Like getting married. Somebody's daughter, he has to get her married. So then marriage is no pure devotional service. Isn't it? So, anyway, I'm just giving an example. Many people think so, what we can do. It's very sacred and not people say. this is a sanskar. So they do that. Somebody has got a child, how to perform birthday, you know, how to perform upanayana. So all these things are not pure devotional service. But a pure devotee sometimes has to do because their family members are not pure devotees. So social circumstances are there. So they need to do. That is why Satkriya Sardipika is written by Gopal Bhattu Goswami. So you have Haribhakt Vilas and Bhaktirasamrita-sindhu together. Bhaktirasamrita-sindhu is mostly of the philosophy aspect of it. And Haribhakt Vilas talks mostly about the practical aspect of it. So ultimately, the inspiration was given to all the three by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only. Now here Rupa Goswami is telling that I got this inspiration, prerana, from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So prerana, inspiration, is a very, very important aspect of our devotional service. This inspiration is described in many, many places. Though one may be capable of doing that, but without the inspiration, that capacity will not come out. Like Hanuman was capable of jumping to Lanka, but it was Jambavan who inspired him. So that is why it is a very important aspect of devotional service that we think and worship and pay obeisances to that devotee or that acharya or guru who inspires us. Next, while thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami is expressing his humility. He says, Varaka Rupo. I am just Varaka. Varaka means what? Varaketi Swayam Dainyoktam. Dainya. Dainya means humility. Expressing his humility, he spoke these words, Varaka. But Saraswati takes a different meaning for it. Let us see what Saraswati has taken. Saraswati tu tad asaha manaha. She could not tolerate that how Rupa Goswami thinks himself to be a useless person. Varaka Rupa means useless person, fool. Now, she uses another meaning for it. What she says? Varam sreshtam a samyak kayati shabdhyat iti. Varaka. Varam means topmost. Ka means the person who is so sreshta, topmost, that ka and a combined together become varaka. So he who is the topmost and by which he attracts everyone. That is the meaning of attracts. Being topmost, he attracts everyone. That is how varaka has been taken by Saraswati Devi. Now the word api has been used here. Api refers to his inspiration only has been made this work possible. Saraswatartha. Okay. You have to know what is the meaning of Saraswatartha. In scriptures, you have something called Saraswatartha. Sometimes you find Indra scolding Krishna when Krishna did the sacrifice to Govardhan. Indra became very angry. In that anger, Indra started scolding Krishna. Stabdam, balisham, panditamaninam. In these words, he used. Stabdam means, who you, stubborn child? Panditamanim, you think yourself a big scholar? You are balisham, you are just childish. Childish and you think yourself a big scholar? But, do you think Saraswati will allow anybody to speak something which is criticizing Krishna? No. She would never do. And without the mercy of Saraswati, nobody can speak anything. Even he cannot scold somebody. The words can only be spoken. The tongue moves, everything comes, the sound comes because Saraswati's blessing is there. We think we are very free, I can lift my hand, I can do this thing. No. Until the particular demigod is controlling the particular part of the body, he blesses, nothing can happen. So here, Saraswati is allowing Indra to do that. How is it? So Saraswati takes a different meaning for it. So here, stabdham means, one way is very, whatever he says should happen. That is what Krishna's position is. Satyasankalpa satyakama. Whatever he desires, it will happen. That is the meaning of stabdham. Balisha means childish. What is the nature of childishness? It's very simple. Pandita malinam. He thinks himself to be a pandita. But other meaning is, one panditas accept him. The person who is accepted by the panditas. So like that, even Bhagavad Gita also. Dharma kshetre kuru kshetre. Prabhupada gives in the purport, last paragraph of the purport. Kshetra means field. Where dharma kshetra means the field where dharma grows. Now, that itself, Dhritarashtra, he is speaking from his mouth. What is going to happen? My sons are on the side of adharma. Krishna, as a farmer, is going to weed out all the Kauravas. All the Kauravas. So, very first words of the Bhagavad Gita itself is being declared. Dhritarashtra is declaring. Saraswati is making Dhritarashtra declare, my sons are going to die. So that is called Saraswatarth. In the Bhagavad Gita, first chapter, go to the ninth verse. There you have Duryodhana saying that, Madarte Tattva Jivitaha. See, all these sainyas, they are, for my sake, they are willing to give up their life. But Saraswati is making Duryodhana speak, because of you, they are going to give up their life. This is called Saraswatartha. Okay. Api refers to that, you know, because of the inspiration given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only, I am able to write this verse, write this scripture. That is what is described here. Otherwise, I could have not done. So let us go to third verse.
Vishrama mandirataya tasya snatana tanormatishasya bhaktirasamrita sindur bhavatu sadhyam pramodaya pramodaya.
Now he worships Sanatana Goswami. Because Rupa Goswami's spiritual master is Sanatana Goswami. He says, prayer to Sanatana Goswami. Atha nijeshta devata devata tattvena nijagurum stuvan prarthayate vishramayati. So now Sanatana Goswami is praying. He is praying to Sanatana Goswami. You are my nija deva, nija gurum. You are my real spiritual master. He is a stuvan. He is a, stuvan means he is glorifying. He is a spiritual master. Prarthiyate vishramiti. Vishrama. Vishrama means what? Resting. So he says, Vishrama. How is he glorifying Sanatana Goswami? He is saying that, let this Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu be the resting place for my spiritual master, who is Sanatana Goswami. Now, let us see, Sanatana has been used in two different ways. That will come later. We will talk about it. Now, this place. This book is the resting place of Lord Krishna. Sri Krishna kyasya madishasya sada svenaiva rupena stitasyaiva. So, let Krishna be resting in my book. Means, if my book is like a ocean, Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, let Krishna be resting in the book. Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu bhavantu sadhyam pramodaya. So when he is resting there, he will be happy. Now, Krishna is Sanatana Goswami. So one meaning is Sanatana Tanor. Krishna himself has appeared as Sanatana Goswami for me. That is what he says.
taking that meaning, Krishna as Sanatana Goswami. Rakshastita Namarupa Tanur Yasanatana Namni Tanustasya Vishrama Mandirataya Tad Tulyata Tulyatyang Angikaryatyeti Artaha.
So I request Angikara, that is accepting my request. He has accepted my request and he has stayed in the ocean or in the Mandira. Mandira means in the temple. What is the temple? The heart of Sanatana Goswami. So Krishna has come in the heart of Sanatana Goswami, or in other words, Krishna has come as Sanatana Goswami. That is what is one meaning. If you take the word Sanatana as just eternal, we know very well Krishna is eternally residing in the ocean as Narayana, isn't it? Narayana means one who is living, sleeping in the ocean. So it's explained that how, if you take general meaning, anyasyapi Narayana akhyaya sada pratishtita samanartha. Samanartha means, if you just take a normal meaning of it, what will happen? Sanatatano sindhur vishrama mandiram bhavatyati. If you take a normal meaning of Sanatana instead of Sanatana Goswami, what will happen? Krishna eternally resides as Narayana in the ocean. So it refers to Narayana. I pay obeisance to Narayana. In this way, this kind of using the word Sanatana is just playing around with the different meanings which come out of it. So after paying obeisance to Sanatana Goswami, in the previous verse he paid obeisance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave inspired him. And in the previous verse, the first verse, he paid obeisance to Krishna. So first verse talks about what? Subject matter, that is Krishna. Second verse talks about the inspiration given by Sanatana Goswami. Third verse talks about spiritual master, that is Sanatana Goswami himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired him. The third verse talks about Sanatana Goswami. And the fourth verse, talks about in general all devotees. Let us see how it. Bhakti rasam rasindu charatah paribhuta kala jalabhya bhakta makaran aslita mukti nandikan namasami. Some mistake is the printing mistake. Okay. Offering obeisances to devotees. So he pays obeisance to devotees, and these devotees are compared to what? Sharks. So let us see. Bhakta eva makara meena rajakhya jalacharastan namasyami. I pay my obeisances to those devotees who are like makara. See, there are many meanings for makara. You may use shark. That is what in English you say. But makara is not just a shark. If you want to go in depth, it is like a special crocodile, which is not available in this world at present. There is a special kind of crocodile. You may say it is shark, but in English there is no other word, so you use the word shark. We say magar, is it? Magarmach. Ganga is sitting. Yeah, that you can. Mother Ganga is sitting. She is sitting on magar. And that is not crocodile, huh? It looks a little bit different, isn't it? Have you seen that photograph where Ganga is sitting? So that is magara. So if you find some photo of Ganga, Mother Ganga sitting, that is magara. Devotees are compared to shark. Now, these devotees who are compared to shark, why they are compared to sharks? Why they are compared to magara? Because of three things, three distinct natures. What is the first thing? You must have studied Bhakti Rasa Samhita. What is the first thing? They don't enter the rivers, number one. Number two, they go very deep. Number three, they are not afraid of the net of the fisherman, isn't it? So the first thing is described here. Bhakti rasa
ಏವಾಮೃತ ಸಿಂಧು ನಾಮ ವಿಧ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ನದಿ ನಾಮ ಆಶ್ರಯ ನಾ ಆಶ್ರಯ. ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್, ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ರಿವರ್ಸ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ನದಿ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ನದಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ರಿವರ್ಸ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ಕಂಪೇರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್. ದೇ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಶೆಲ್ಟರ್. ಪರಮಾನಂದಸ್ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಚರತೋ ವಿರಹತೋ. ಸೊ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್ ದೇ ಟೇಕ್. ವೇ ಡು ದೇ ಟೇಕ್ ದೇ ಪ್ಲೆಷರ್? ಇನ್ ಓಷನ್. ಪರಮಾನಂದ ತಸ್ಮಿನ್ ಚರತೋ, ದೇ ಗೋ ಡೀಪ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೈವ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಓಷನ್. ದೇ ಗೋ ಅರೌಂಡ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ರಿವರ್ಸ್, ದೀಸ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಮಕರಾಸ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದ ರಿವರ್ ವಾಟರ್ ಗೋಸ್ ಡೌನ್, ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಶ್ಯಾಲೋ. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ವಿತ್ ದೀಸ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ನದಿ ಕಾನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ನೋ ವೆರಿ ವೆಲ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ನದೀಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಟು ದ ಓಷನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಐ ಶುಡ್ ಗೋ ಟು ದ ರಿವರ್, ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಇನ್ ದ ಓಷನ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಟು ನೋಟ್ ದಟ್ ಹೌ ಸಿಂಧು ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಓಷನ್, ಭಕ್ತಿ ಈಸ್ ಎ ರಿವರ್, ಈಸ್ ಎ ಬಿಗ್ ಓಷನ್, ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಲೈಕ್ ಓಷನ್. ಭಾಗವತಂ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಓಷನ್. ಎನಿ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್, ರಾಮಾಯಣ ಇಸ್ ಓಷನ್, ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಓಷನ್, ಆಲ್ ಆರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಓಷನ್. So, if you really want to take pleasure in bhakti, study of scriptures is also bhakti. Actually, it is bhakti, one of the aspects of bhakti. So, when you study the scriptures, you should also dive deep and then take pleasure, not in the peripheral. So, the great devotees, they dive deep into the scriptures and always take pleasure in them. Now, second is what? Nastitan ನಾದೃತಃ ಮುಕ್ತಿರ್ ಏವ ನದಿ. ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ದೇ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಡಿಫೈ ದ ಮುಕ್ತಿರ್ ನದಿ, ಏವ ನದಿ ತದ್ರೂಪತಯ ನಿರೂಪಿತಂ ಜನ್ಮ ಮರಣಾದಿಬದ್ಧಂ ಚೇದಿಕಂ ಅಪಿ. ಸೊ ವಾಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್, ಜನ್ಮ ಮರಣಾದಿ, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಜನ್ಮ ಮರಣಾದಿ? ಬರ್ತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೆತ್, ದಿಸ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಬರ್ತ್, ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಏಜ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡೆತ್, ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್. So these devotees, they are not bothered about his birth, death, old age and disease. Even though this Brahmananda, Brahmananda means what? The Brahman realization. It is able to destroy birth, death, old age and disease. What happens? These people ignore liberation. Ignore this liberation. Because they are always taking lot of pleasure in bhakti. See, api brahma kaivalyadi sukam yaistam. Brahma kaivalyadi, brahma kaivalya means liberation. They are not interested in liberation. These people are only interested in devotion. Number three, the third one, what is that? ಅಥೈವ ಪ್ರತಿಭೂತಂ ಚ ಜನ್ಮ ಮರಣಾದಿಬದ್ಧ ದುಃಖಂ ಪರಮ ಪರಂಪರಾ ಹೇತೋ ಕಾಲರೂಪ ಜಲಾದ್ ಭಯಂ. ನ ಕಾಲರೂಪ ಜಲಾದ್ ಭಯಂ. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಫಿಶಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೈಮ್? ದ ಫಿಶರ್ ಮೆನ್ಸ್ ನೆಟ್, ಇಸ್ಂಟ್ ಇಟ್? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಡೌನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಓಷನ್, ದೇ ಆರ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಫ್ರೈಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ನೆಟ್. So, what is the proof for it? There are three proofs given. Let us see. The first one is 6.3.27. You can put all the three verses, very important verses. Very famous verse. Last line is most important. Let us see. Naisham vayam nacha vayam pravavams dande. Who is speaking this? Yamaraj.
So let us see what he says.
Can read? Somebody can read. Yeah.
My dear servants, please do not approach such devotees, for they have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone, and their narrations are sung by the demigods and the inhabitants of Siddha Loka. Please do not even go near them. They are always protected by the club of Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore Lord Brahma and I, and even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them.
So, this is the first thing. Second one, famous words, which is practically a beginning of the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Salokya Shrasti Samipya Sarupyam Ekatyam Apyuta Dhiyamanam Nagrinanti Vinamat Sevanam Jana. So even though liberation comes to them, the previous one, very important verse. What happened? Is the wrong number printed here? Thirteen. So this verse anyhow will come, but devotees are not interested in liberation. Now the last one, 9467. Similar. Matsevaya Nichanti Sevaya Punha Utonya Kala Utam. Read the translation.
My devotees, who are always satisfied to be engaged in my loving service, are not interested even in the four principles of liberation, Salokya, Sarupya, Samipya and Sarshti, although these are automatically achieved by their service. What then is to be said of such perishable happiness as elevation to the higher planetary systems?
Okay, after talking about how this book is for dedicated for the devotees, because this devotee is a very good place, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is ocean. Because this ocean, they can just be very happy. And number two is they just don't care for living liberation. And neither they have any fear of birth, death, old age and disease. We are the net. So these three things, these are special characteristics of a devotee. Yes? Yeah, might.
Prabhuji, many times these definitions of mukti are a little confusing, and another thing is, one thing is sometimes mukti is described as a liberation from the miseries. So that is kind of maybe mukti in the Brahman realization, or maybe in higher planets where there are no problems. I don't know exactly. And then the second question is, exactly what mukti is. And second one is, now here the devotee is not interested in any of the muktis, yes, in the form of Salokya and all.
Yeah.
But at the same time, a devotee is inspired, or his wish is to go back to God. When he goes back to God, he's actually staying with the Lord in the loka of the Lord. And some of them may get the form which is maybe of equal to the Lord.
Okay.
So we may not say we don't want four muktis, but we say that we want to go to backward. So it's another way of saying the same thing, or exactly what it.
That is true. It's other way of saying the same thing. That is right. So first one is you should know what is the meaning of mukti. The simple meaning, literal meaning of mukti means to be delivered from misery. You have a stomach ache, constipation. Just imagine, what does mukti mean to you? Isn't it? So getting rid of trouble is mukti, simple as that. Isn't it? So these days people don't consider birth, death, old age and disease to be misery. They don't even consider that. That is why when we preach to people, we talk about liberation to them. In the very first class, you will go and talk to them about, you know, we have to go, whether you are here, there, you just had love Krishna and all, you will tell that or what? No, don't tell that. Isn't it? We talk about how this world is miserable. Isn't it? Now, mukti means, in real sense, to get over the real disease, the real problem. That is birth, death, old age and disease. Now, there are two kinds of liberation. That is, within the five, there are two categories. That is impersonal liberation and the personal liberation. Within the impersonal liberation, there are two categories, which is known as Brahma Sahujya and another is known as Sharira Sahujya. So, Brahma Sahujya means to merge in the impersonal effulgence of the Lord. Number two is Sharira Sahujya means to enter into the body of Krishna. So these two kinds of liberations, there are no birth, death, old age and disease, but there is a suffering. Kaivalyam narakayate. What is that suffering? That suffering is sukham ekantikasya. If you open the 14th chapter, last verse, brahmanai pratishtha amratasya vyasya chashvatasya dharmasya sukha ekantikasya. There you are there and nobody else. Just imagine, you are there and nobody else. So you are happy because nobody is troubling you. But there is suffering because nobody is troubling you. Isn't it? When a man gets fed up with his wife, he runs away. Says, I'm fed up, I just have to go alone. And he goes alone, he is so happy, so free. After some time he feels the suffering of not being suffering, not having the suffering. Isn't it? So that's sukhasya ekantikasya cha. That is ekantiki sukha, which is the suffering of the soul, which is experienced in Brahma Sahujya and Sharira Sahujya. Why a person gets Sharira Sahujya? Because he is more envious. When he becomes envious of the Lord to such an extent that he wants to become, I want to be Lord. At that time he gets Sharira Sahujya, which is very dangerous. Shishupal got it. Of course, Krishna showed that Shishupal got it, but ultimately Shishupal entered the body of Krishna and then went back and became Jai Vijay. So this Sharira Sahujya, it is described in Krishna book that Shishupal entered the body of Krishna. He got Sharira Sahujya. Like mostly those who are not so envious of Krishna, but they just want Brahman realization, they enter the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. So this is called Mukti. Now, the other Muktis are there. That is Sasti, Salokya, like that. This mukti is for those who practice Vaidhi Bhakti. That you get in Ramanuja Sampradaya, Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. But here, as I have told in the morning class, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the way Rupa Goswami has presented Bhakti, the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has presented Bhakti, till date nobody has presented it. Till date nobody has presented it. That Bhakti which can take you to Golok Vrindavandam. Okay, if I go deeper, keep it to yours, don't ask why and all these things, because it's a separate topic. Golok Vrindavandam, that bhakti which takes you to Golok Vrindavandam was spoken by the Nimbarakis also. Nimbarakis, they worship Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna is in Golok only. But that bhakti which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, that is not in Golok Vrindavandam, that is in Bhauma Vrindavan. So, it is a different subject, we don't want to discuss that. So, this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu
ఈజ్ దట్ స్పెషల్ భక్తి అనర్పిత చరించిరాత్ కారుణయ అవతీర్ణ కలో సమర్పయతు ఉన్నతోజ్వల రస స్వభక్తి శ్రియం హరిపురత సుందర జ్యుతి కదంబ సందీపిత సదా హృదయ కందరే స్ఫురతు సచ్చినందన. ఒరిజినల్ స్పోకన్ బై సురుద్ దామోదర్, రిటర్న్ బై కృష్ణదాస్ కవిరాజ్ గోస్వామి ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య చరితామృత. సో ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఆర్డినరీ భక్తి పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై రామానుజస్ అండ్ ద మధ్వస్. ఇట్ ఈస్ సంథింగ్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ సంథింగ్, ఇట్ ఈస్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ వాట్ రూప గోస్వామి ఈస్ గివింగ్. సో దో దే మే సే దట్ భక్తి ఈజ్ మోర్ సుపీరియర్ టు ముక్తి, దే మే సే ఇట్ బట్ ది అగైన్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ముక్తి. బికాస్ ఇన్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ ఎస్పెషలీ ఇన్ ద భాగవతం ముక్తి హ్యాస్ బీన్ డిక్లేర్డ్ యాజ్ సంథింగ్ తుచ్చ. భక్తి స్టార్ట్స్ ఆఫ్టర్ ముక్తి, దట్ ఈస్ ద సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఆఫ్ భాగవతం. నారద అండ్ వ్యాస బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, నారద కేమ్ టు వ్యాస, దెన్ నారదాస్ వ్యాస వై ఆర్ యూ లైక్ దిస్ యాజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ అండర్ నథింగ్ డన్ ఇన్ నథింగ్ ఆఫ్టర్ రైటింగ్ వేదాంత ఆఫ్టర్ రైటింగ్ ఆల్ ద వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్స్. ఇస్ ఏ జిజ్ఞాసితం అధీతం చ బ్రహ్మ ఎత్తత్ సనాతనం తథాపి శోచస్యాత్మన కృతార్థాయ వా ప్రభు. తథాపి వర్డ్ తథాపి యూ కెన్ యూజ్ ఎవ్రీవేర్. Even though you become a millionaire, tatapi, you will be sad. Even though you get married, tatapi, same thing. When Vyasa, he wrote all the Vedic literatures, tatapi, all the Vedic literatures. After writing all the Vedic literatures, he was not happy. What to speak of following them? Just imagine, the author himself is not happy. He wrote all the Puranas. He wrote all the 18 Puranas, Vyasa. Then Narada, he asked, hey, why are you like this? Then Vyasa told, you are my spiritual master, Arkavat, you are like Surya, you are like Vayu, you are everywhere, you are in my heart also, you should know. Then 3 points he told, I will not tell all the 3 points. One thing he told, that you are not described bhakti. Then Vyasa told, no, you just see Vishnu Puran full of bhakti, glorification of bhakti. Mad bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami Narada, where is it mentioned? Vishnu Purana, some Purana it talks about. Then Narada throws a bomb on heart Vyasa. He says, Vyasa, you have glorified bhakti. But how did you glorify bhakti? By glorifying bhakti on the pretext of glorifying bhakti, not pretext rather, in excitement of glorifying bhakti, you actually insulted it. In all the Puranas, you have told, by bhakti you will get mukti. By bhakti, you will get mukti. Huh, Vyasa told, yes. No, by bhakti you will get mukti. Narada told, that is an insult. And he told, you write a literature where you say or you propose, or not even propose, just explain that how bhakti starts after mukti. That is Bhagavatam. So that verse is what? Which talks about how even the liberated souls, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained how many times? 3 places he explained. 9 times, another time, 3 times, 3 places he explained. 164 times also explained. So that is the subject matter. That is what? After liberation, bhakti starts. And what is that bhakti which starts after liberation? That is Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So that bhakti, what we are talking here in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, is a thing which starts after liberation. There is one bhakti which gives you liberation. Isn't it? There is one bhakti which gives you liberation. That is why Rupa Goswami defines what is the bhakti which I am going to teach here. I am going to explain here. Because there are many kinds of bhaktis. There is Guru Bhakti. There is Pitru Bhakti. There is Patni Bhakti. There is Pati Bhakti. So many bhaktis are there, isn't it? Desh Bhakti. So many bhaktis are there. Desh Bhakti. So many bhaktis are there. But what is that bhakti which has been defined? What is that verse? Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu's verse, major verse. Anyabhilashta Shunyam Jnana Karma Dhyanavrutam Anukulyena Krishnanu Shilam Bhaktir. That is Uttama Bhakti. So what is the subject matter of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu's Uttama Bhakti, which is transcending liberation? Isn't it? world liberation, even Salokya, Srashti, all these things. Now your first question is answered. Second question is that why we say, you know, we want to go back home, back to Godhead. So when we say, means when every devotee says we want to go back to Godhead, it means different things. Isn't it? One devotee is just, Prabhupada said, I'm saying that. One devotee understands, you know, there's something called Golok, I need to go there. One devotee thinks, you know, I have to go to Vaikuntha. I mean, different, they mean different things. But what exactly it should be, that is what is the question. When I am going to go back home, back to Godhead. So, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, whenever a devotee talks or should talk of going back home, back to Godhead, it should be based on the extreme experience of viraha. Not that he wants to go. Like Radharani in Vrindavan, she's saying, oh Krishna, when are you going to come? I want to come, but she doesn't go. Neither Krishna comes, isn't it? Isn't it? So that is virahya. This word comes even in our Vrittasura Prasanga. Says, because of the experience of that viraha, everything becomes distaste. Even if you give something very wonderful, but when you are experiencing that separation from your beloved, what will happen? It becomes very obnoxious, very horrible. So Srimati Radharani, she is experiencing viraha from Krishna. At that time the gopis, the sakis, they bring, oh, your body has become so hot, let us bring chandan. He says, Ninda Chandanam Mindu Kiranamanu. He says, just what is this? And they bring garland. At least the garland cool the body. This garland looks like snake. So we think of vairagya, no? Renunciation. This is renunciation, which comes out of extreme separation from Krishna, from love of Krishna. So at that time, sometimes you say, I want to go, but actually you don't want to go. So that is what it is. I spoke something the topmost. So you have to aim that. Not that, okay, I want to go back home, back to Godhead. I want to go back home, back to Godhead. See, sometimes the words we say, but what actually you mean, that is more important. Isn't it? What do you actually mean, that is more important. Like there was one lady, old lady. She always says, hey, Krishna, take me. I am so fed up with this. Pujari was fed up actually with her coming. So one day she came and then behind the deity, the Pujari said, yes, now I want to, please come. Come up into the altar, I am going to take you. That old lady became very much afraid. She said, just wait, just 2 months I will come back to you. After that, I am yours only. Because my daughter-in-law is carrying, she doesn't know how to take care of the kid. She goes. Some after 2 months again she comes thinking that God has forgotten. Again she starts the story, I want to come back to you, I am fed up with this thing. Then again the Lord says, come. She never comes. She says that, no, I have kept my kid is born, but the point is that she doesn't know how to take care of the kid. I need to take care of her. So in that way it goes on, isn't it? So what actually you mean, that is more important. Saying, you say so many things, isn't it? So don't go by the sayings. What actually we mean? What we are supposed to mean is this. Like that you find how you may have pramana. What is the pramana for it? We are talking about Bhaktivinoda Swami Narasimha, we will talk about Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami's pranam mantra, what is it? Swayam Rupa Kada. Kada refers to what? When means what? When you say when? When you are separated from object and you have so much love for the object, in that love of separation, in that love there is separation, in that you say when. Isn't it? That is one thing. When do you say in Chaitanya Shikshastrakam? What is that verse? Kada tava Namagrahane Bhavishyati, when? This also when came, isn't it? when that situation is going to happen, when it's going to happen. Even though the situation has come where you have got extreme love for the holy name, you have developed it, but still you say when. Isn't it? Now, though you are expert in scriptures, you are reading scriptures, daily you are reading Bhagavatam, but Rupa Raghunatha Pade. You are already having affection for the holy name. You are already having affection for the Bhagavatam. You are doing that. But still what do you say? Hobi akuti. Kabe hobe? See? In all, the whether you take a song, whether you take Chaitanya Charitamrita, you take Chaitanya Shikshastakam, you take prayers, this feeling is there, isn't it? This mood is there. In that mood, we say, go back home, back to God. It is not that we really want to go and get some four hands. Not like that. Oh Lord, when are you going to give me four hands? Isn't it? My prayer is always, Lord, don't give me four legs, at least. Four hands and not later. That is my... Your question is answered from top to bottom. The highest vira to the lowest ever prayer. Don't give me at least four legs, you know. Give some opportunity in the next life so that I can put some hand in the bead bag and do something. Anyway, let us go further.
Goswami is glorifying to Sanatana Goswami as his spiritual master.
Yeah.
So, is it really Sanatana Goswami's spiritual master?
Ha. Nice question. Yes, Rupa Goswami accepted Sanatana Goswami as a spiritual master. But we still consider Rupa Goswami to be the leader of all the Vaishnavas, all the Goswamis. The reason is, whoever gets the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first, he is considered to be senior. First, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instructions to Rupa Goswami in Prayag. And then Mahaprabhu went to Banaras. There Sanatana Goswami got instructions. And that is the reason, this is the secondary reason. The primary reason, of course, we discussed in the morning, that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart is known to Rupa Goswami. So just because somebody is more qualified, that doesn't mean he will not accept somebody who is not so qualified as a guru. That doesn't mean he will not respect. Isn't it? So he will have the same mood. Lord Ramchandra, he accepted Vishwamitra, but he paid obeisance to Vishwamitra. So here the qualification is humility. So that Rupa Goswami is manifesting. We know he is the leader. We should seek Rupa Goswami as our leader. Why? Because he got the mercy first. That is why Vyavaharika, we should be very careful about Vyavaharika. Anybody who got initiation first, he is senior. On the Vyavaharika platform. On the Paramarthika platform, means on the absolute platform, whoever is more humble, that he is the spirit, he is senior. As simple as that. Isn't it? So, when we conduct our life, we are more into Vyavaharika. Within the heart, you may have the Paramarthika thing. Isn't it? When we are dealing with people, we should know he has taken initiation before you, so he is senior. That is why we say he is the leader of all the Goswamis. Okay, now after paying obeisances to Sanatana Goswami and then glorifying all the devotees who actually read this book, in one sense, whoever reads this book, Rupa Goswami says that they will have these three aspects. That is, being enjoying. Number two, doesn't care. Number three is not afraid. Not afraid of liberation. Not afraid of death. Death doesn't care for liberation. And enjoys. Three things. Now, when you write a book, you are going to say, those who should not read the book. Who should not read the book. Any author writes this thing. Because he doesn't want unscrupulous people to come and destroy the meaning of the book. So that is why this verse is spoken. Mimamsaka vadabhagne khatinam api kunthayan aso sprahatu sanatana suruchim tava bhakti rasam vritam bodhi. He says, Mimamsaka. Mimamsakas, there are two kinds. Karma Mimamsaka and those who are Jnana Mimamsa. Mimamsa means analyst, one who analyzes. He is not a Mimamsa. If you tell something, he will not accept it first. He will just go on thinking, like, why like that, why like that. It's called a Mimamsaka. So, you have six systems of philosophy. Nyaya Vaisheshika, Sankhya Yoga, Purvimamsa and Uttarimamsa. So, Purvimamsakas and Uttarimamsakas. So, these two people, when you say Uttarimamsa, Mayavad Uttarimamsa, not the Vaishnava Uttarimamsa, not Baladev Vidyabhushan commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Is Karmimamsas. Karmimamsakas, they are those who are Jaimini, followers of Jaimini. For them, karma is everything. Karma is God. They say, God is created by your karma. Their God is created by your karma. When you do karma, that karma result becomes something called apurva. And that apurva is like a bank. You deposit something and the bank gives you something. Whatever you deposit, it gives. Like, it's like that. And when you stop your karma, no bank, nothing, over. So, it is an artificial God which they create, these Karmimamsakas. So, he prays protection from these Karmimamsakas and those who are against the scriptures. Let us see. Prays for the protection from challengers. Atanija Grantasya Virodhikrita Parabhava Karim. So, because of there, what happens? They destroy, they remove the meaning of this verse. Sada Spurthim Sri Guru Charanam Prapadhi. I pay my obeisances to my spiritual master so that this scripture is protected from those who are Mimamsakas, those who are Virodhakaris. Virodha means those who are against it. Virodhakritam. And now, Mimamsakas are two kinds. Who are they? Mimamsako Dvidaha. Who are they? First one is Karma Jnana Vichara Vedena. Because there are some who do a lot of vichara and karma, and there are some who do vichara and jnana. So that's simple. That is Karma Mimamsakas and Uttar Mimamsa. The Mayavad Uttar Mimamsa. Now, these people are considered to be Vadabha Agni. Vadabha Agni means fire. Vadabha means what? There is a special kind of fire which is there inside the ocean. Special kind of there is inside the ocean. So this fire, because the ocean is subdued. So he says that tan yatha kuntayan ambodir vartate. So because of the whole ocean, mass of water, what happens? The fire is kept peaceful. Tatayam api mimamsakayam vachanam shaktim it artaha. In the same way, like the ocean keeps the fire under control, Vadabhagi fire under control, these Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, they should keep them under control. They should be silenced. The ocean keeps the fire dormant. So, the same thing he explained here. Now, not only that, Sri Rajiv Goswami explains, Sindhav Anyatra, another meaning is, the ocean has the capacity. What is the capacity? It can destroy the fire also. In the same way, Vadabhagne Swabhaviki Shakti. This is Vadabhagne Swabhaviki Shakti. Atratu Mimamsakasya Yatha Katanchit, Katanchit, even little bit also. Agantuki Syat. They should never be allowed. Iti Asankya Tadeva Prartitum. They should never be allowed only. They should be completely destroyed. In this way, he is actually praying to my spiritual master. Now he has actually worshipped his spiritual master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all. Now in general he is speaking to everyone. This Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, he is in general, he is talking that everybody should be benefited. Mimamsakas. The fire is compared to the Mimamsakas. Bhakti Rahasya Prastutir Akila Jagan Mangala Prasangasya. So this Bhakti Rahasya, which I am going to speak in this book, is Akila Jagan Mangalam. Mangalam means what? Auspiciousness. It is going to give auspiciousness to the entire world. Now again he expresses humility. He says, Agni Napi Masya Kriyate Suhrudam Pramodaya. Suhrudam Pramodaya. So even though I am Agya, Agya means I don't know much. He's expressing his humility. He says, even though I am very Agya, but still I am writing. I am taking this adventure of writing it. Kriyate. Why? Surudam Pramodaya. So that the whole world, who are actually my friends, should be happy. For the purpose of making everyone happy, I am writing this book. Now, simple. Expresses humility, agyanapi. Purvatva dainyepi na vidyate gyo yasmat teneti gyayam. So I don't know. Earlier he has told Varaka Rupo. Now again he says, I am Agnya, I don't know. But Saraswatartha again. It says, Saraswatartha of Api. Apir Atra Swataha Prayojanabhavam Vyanjayati. Prayojanabhavam means what? Though I am not qualified, but it is because of the blessings of my spiritual master, I am writing it. Now going further. Seventh. We know Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, how it starts. Etasya Bhagavad Bhakti Rasamrita Payoni Dehe. Etasya. Now I am going to describe it. Because now Mangalacharan kind of things happen over. Chatvaraha Kalu Vakshante Bhagaha Purvadhyata Kramat. So Purva means Eastern Ocean has got how many? Chatvara means four. So there are four waves. What are they? Chatvaraha Kalu Vakshante Bhaga Purvadhyaya Kramat. What are they? Atha Granthamarambham. Now he starts. Tat paripatim darshayati etasya chaturbhihi. Four are there. What are the four? Let us see. Tatra purve vibhagyaspin bhakti veda nirupakate. Nirupake. In the purubhaga, first one is what? Bhakti veda. He says bhakti veda. The difference in the bhaktis. Bhakti veda nirupake. Anukramena vattavyam leharim chatushtayam. I'll describe it in series. What are they? Adya samanya bhakti. Adya samanya bhakti. Adaya. Dvitiya, what is it? Sadhananvita. Third one is what? Tritiya. Bhavashrita. Tritiya. Prema nirupika. So, let us try to get these three terms proper. One is sadhananvita. We say sadhana bhakti, use this word, sadhananvita. Number two is what? Bhavashrita. Why you don't ask me now? It will come later in the second chapter. The third one is turyaha. What is this? Prema nirupika. It is not actually prema bhakti. But technically speaking, it is prema nirupika. Technically speaking is what? Bhavashrita. And technically it is what? sadhana anvita, sadhana bhakti. You can say anvita, you can remove that, you can say sadhana. Sadhana, bhavashita bhakti and prema nirupika bhakti. So don't just use sadhana, bhava, prema. It is actually, these are the three technical things which are used. And why it becomes more clear in the next chapter. Tatradau sutau vaishishtyam sasya kataitum sputam lakshanam kriyate bhaktir uttamaya satam matam. Now, according to satam matam means, according to those who are learned people, great acharyas, I am going to write. What bhakti I am going to explain? Bhaktir uttamaya, uttama bhakti. There is Mishra bhakti, that bhakti, this bhakti, so many bhaktis are there. What is the subject matter, what I am going to explain in this book is uttama bhakti. And now, regarding uttama bhakti, I am going to talk two things. One is what? Lakshanam, other one is vaishishtyam. The speciality of the bhakti, uttama bhakti, and other one is the characteristics. The speciality and characteristics. So, in the beginning, the characteristics of uttama bhakti are described. In the beginning, characteristics of uttama bhakti, what is that? Tatra pura vibhagata pratamam lehareem adau pratama eva uttamayaya bhaktir lakshanam kriyate. So, the characteristics of bhakti are described. Why all kinds of bhakti are not described? Natu sarvatmikayaha. Not all kinds of bhakti. What kind of bhakti is described? It is only uttama bhakti has been described. Now, there are three reasons which are given. Why? Tatra hetu, why? What is the first reason? Shushtu vaishishtyam katyatum iti. Because other bhakti doesn't have any vaishishtya. Even if I describe other bhaktis, what is so special in that? There is nothing special in that. But this uttama bhakti, that speciality of it is so much that if I describe it, other glory is automatically done. Isn't it? If I give 100 rupees note, 20 rupees note already is there in that. So that is why I am talking only about uttama bhakti. Next one is what? Anyatranyabhilasha jnana karmadi avritena purna balatvad. So this jnana and karma, avrita bhakti, covered with jnana and karma, it reduces the power of bhakti. Bhakti's power cannot be completely described if it is covered with jnana and karma. Third one, etad amshata eva syat tadrishvat vyaktehe. Now the third aspect is the characteristics of bhakti appear amshena, partially. The characteristics of other bhakti. What is that other bhakti? Karma mishra, jnana mishra bhakti. The real characteristics of bhakti are not completely manifest. So if I describe them, then it is of no use. So that is why I want to describe only about uttama bhakti, not about other bhakti. So he gives three reasons. Number one, the supreme position of the bhakti has to be described. Number two, the strength is not full. The characteristics are not manifested fully. You have got three things. Shushtu vaishishtyam katitam. Shushtu vaishishtyam katitam means what? I cannot describe a complete glory. Number two, I cannot talk about their complete strength. I cannot talk about complete characteristics. If I have to describe any lower form of bhakti. That is why I am only talking about
Uttama Bhakti. So this 10th verse is specifically meant to explain to us that why Rupa Goswami is chosen only to speak about Uttama Bhakti, not about any other thing. That what is the purpose? So here there is Vaishishtyam and Lakshanam, characteristics and speciality. These are the two things. Characteristics of bhakti and the speciality of bhakti. Okay. Now comes the famous verse. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana karma adyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti ruttama. Many people, I don't know, they say bhakti ruchate, but they confuse this with another verse. Saropajanuktam tatpartena nirmalam rishikena rishikena shevanam bhakti ucchate. So they put ucchate here and then uttama is forgotten. Okay? So be very careful. Bhakti ruttama. It's a very complicated verse because any scripture, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, you name it, they are all nothing but explaining this verse. And it is coined by Rupa Goswami. Just see. We have heard that Acharya has explained the scriptures. But Bhakti Rasamrita, this verse is explained by all the scriptures. This verse written by Rupa Goswami. Take it. See, whenever you have to speak something, you have to define it. Because last verse he mentioned Uttama Bhakti. Now Uttama Bhakti has to be defined. First define and explain. Isn't it? We won't only explain, but first we have to define. In the scriptures of logic, you have to define before you speak something. Whenever you say a word, that is understood by different people in different ways. Different people in different ways. It is, everybody don't have the same understanding. For example, you have Madhva, Sri Vaishnavas, Mayavadis, Nimbarakas and all people here. If you say bhakti, it means different things for them. Isn't it? For Mayavadis, bhakti means, what to speak of this? Forget about Maya. When you say Maya, it means different things for different people. Isn't it? It means different things for different people. For example, you have a congregation and brahmacharis, all everybody, sannyasis, all together. If you say Maya, it means different things for different people, isn't it? It's not the same. Do you think Rasta will think that, you know, my wife is Maya? Never think so. He may have a wife named Maya, who knows? But you'll never think my wife is Maya, isn't it? So, that is why you need to define. And the definition is something which should not have these three defects. Number one, when you define something, the same definition should not apply to something else also. Isn't that? When you define something, it should mean that particular thing only, nothing else. And the second thing is the definition should not have any thing which describes a partial nature of a particular thing. For example, you describe a cow. You want to define a cow. How do you define a cow, tell me? A dog also has four legs. So it is partial. That flaw comes. So that is why in Nyaya people go on arguing and arguing. They want to define things in this world. Suppose you say cow is white in color. There are so many cows which are black in color also, isn't it? Now, if you say the cow walks on two legs, it's a totally wrong thing. It doesn't indicate it at all. So three defects should not be there. Number one, when you say something, when you define something, it should not mean anything else other than that. Number two, it should not describe it partially. Number three, there should be no wrong description about it. Now, whenever you define something in this world, even to take a stone, if you have to define a stone,
at least you should write one page about it to make it somewhat a definition of it. The bhakti, the topmost thing. The topmost of the topmost thing. Just imagine the intelligence of Rupa Goswami. He defined in two lines. Till date, till Rupa Goswami, everybody is confused about bhakti. Even till today, everybody is confused about bhakti. Isn't it? They say anything. They say bhakti to anything. Especially when you, if you are in some fundraising department, when you go to a donor, especially if it's a Marwadi, then you'll say, "Ambi bhakti hai. Ye bhakti hai. Ye bhakti hai." You'll be shocked to see, what are you, why are you telling you a bhakti hai? He is bhakta. Why? No. He just is bhakta. That's all. There is no reason for it. You ask him why? Why you say he is a bhakta? He is bhakta. Okay, mandir mein aaya tha na. So, kiska bhakta hai? Some people say Sai ka bhakta hai. Sai ka bhakta hai. One person, I was just casually talking to him. Then he is Sai ka bhakt hai. Then I asked him, "Aap Sai ke bhakt ho, to Sai kaun hai? Sai ka arth kya hai?" Sai ka arth kya hai? Sai hai. Then this person told, "Aap batai na Prabhuji." Then he started introducing him. Bade vidwan hai, batayenge humko. Sai kaun hai, batayenge. Then I said, "Sai kaun hai, mujhe nahi malum, lekin Sai ka arth bata sakta hun." Then I told, "Sai means one who is very tolerant. One who is tolerant is called Sai. Tolerance is called Sai in Sanskrit." So then he became very happy. "Achha, hamare Sai Baba bahut sahanshil hai na." Then I started laughing. The other person, he also laughed, but that person could not understand. He is tolerating so many people, isn't it? Definitely is. All the bar restaurant people go there and say, "Oh, now put a big garland on top of him." He's an old man. Just imagine, how can he take the weight of such a big garland? It's a simple, sensible thing, isn't it? Huge, big garland. The old man is sitting like that and he put big garland on. And they say, "I'm Sai Bhakt hai." Even if you are a devotee of Sai, just consider, he's an old man. He should put a small garland, isn't it? So like that, so much, on the name of devotion, so much is going on. So, Rupa Goswami defined such a perfect definition that no Veda has spoken such perfect definition of bhakti. No scripture, Bhagavatam, describes bhakti, talks about bhakti, talks about devotees. But definition of bhakti also is not as perfectly as much as this. In Bhagavatam you have this verse talking about bhakti. What is the first question of the sage of Naimisharanya? What is the thing which can benefit the entire world? Yena atma suprasidati. These are the first two questions. Answering that, Savai pumsan paro dharmo yato bhakti rato kshaje ahetukiya pradhigata yatma suprasidati. Even that definition of bhakti, there may people find some flaws in that. But this is such a perfect definition that there is no question of here and there. So that is why we need to analyze this. Here we'll take the third line. Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam. Krishnanu Shilanam. First take that. In that Krishnanu Shilanam, there is one word called Shil, Shil Dhatu. Shilanam means what? What is the meaning of Shilanam? Shilanam. Shilanam is like a kind of a word. The dhatu is shil, shil dhatu. What is the meaning of shil dhatu? Shil means what? To do. Shil means to do. And generally what you do with body, mind, then words. To do something with the mind, to do something with the body, to do something with the words. Isn't it? Now you have, do means it's a verb. But what kind of verb it is? It is not a specific verb. Okay. Eating is what? It's a specific verb. Running is a specific verb. But doing is? It refers to anything. Including sleeping. Because sleeping is also doing. Eating, sleeping, running, jumping. So, any activity done by body, mind and speech. Any activity done by Krishna Anu Shilanam. Anu means what? Two words, two meanings. Anu means something which is done continuously or regularly. There are certain things which you don't do continuously, but you do regularly. That also you put it as anu. Present continuous tense. Are you eating breakfast? Every day you eat it. That is why, though you are not eating at present, you will say, I am eating. Isn't it? So keep this in mind. We always chant. What does that mean? Yeah, you regularly chant. So just see, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Sadahari. What does it mean, Sada? That is Bhakti Angana, Kirtaniya Sadahari. I'm not chanting now. That doesn't make me not a pure devotee if I'm not chanting now. Because I am doing it regularly. So keep this word Shir in mind. Anu means which is done regularly, continuously, and add one more thing to it, that is following. Following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, or following your spiritual master, following the scriptures. Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. So Anu refers to that. Now, Shir means what? Doing. Doing anything. Doing always. Doing under the guidance of spiritual master, guru, sadhu and shastra. And doing for Krishna. So Krishna Anu Shilanam. Got the meaning of it? So no specific activity has been described. Doing has been described. Doing with what? Body, mind and speech. Okay. Let us go, after having an overview of Krishna Anu Shilanam, let us see what Jiva Goswami has wrote. Shil is a dhatu which has two meanings. Atvartha dvidaha. Now here, doing, generally we say doing. But doing has got two aspects to it. Doing is also doing, not doing is also doing. Isn't it? Doing also doing, not doing also doing. Why this thing has been spoken here? Not committing any offense. Is it devotional service or not? It is not committing, na? You are not doing it. So, though you are not committing an offense, there is no physical action seen, but there is a mental conscious action which says don't do it. Isn't it? So that is also coming under the category of devotion. So there is prarutatmaka, kayavang manasa, tadeja teshtarupa, preeti, vishadatmako, manasastha tad bhavarupascha. So now, the shil is means doing, and this is the two levels. One is what? Cheshtarupa. Other is known as bhavarupa. This cheshtarupa, this comes at the level of body, mind and speech. But this bhavarupa, it comes only at the level of manasa. That is why you find this. Preeti vishadatmako manasas tat tat bhava rupascha. So one is what? Cheshtarupa, other is known as bhavarupa. Because if the word shil is not really explained properly, this definition is for all the three kinds of bhakti. What is that? Sadhana, bhavashita and? So, premanirupika, all the three things. So, all the three things has to come in one definition. That is why this both, those things which are only come in the main level of mind and those things which are manifest in the level of mind, action and words. Okay? Go further. Now somebody may say, sattvika bhavas. The sattvika bhavas, they are categorized at the level of cheshta. What is sattvika bhava? We'll talk about later. Just have it. Sattvikastu parasyo.
First, this mind is coming both two times. What's the difference between?
Good. See, out of priti, when you have love, the emotions manifest in mind involuntarily. At the level of sadhana, the emotions manifest in the mind voluntarily. There is a voluntary action. There is a conscious thought of which comes in the mind. That is what is there. When things are consciously done, that is sadhana or cheshta. You know what is the meaning of cheshta? We have heard this in Hindi. A bal cheshta hai. Isn't it? But at the bhava and prema level, suppose there is love, isn't it? Now, a person, a wife loves the husband dies. Now, we cannot say, she is crying in the sense she is crying. No, that cry has come because of what? Love. That is why two words are used. Preeti vishadatmako manasas. Isn't it? In the previous verse is there what? Pravrutti niruttyatmaka kayavang manasascha. Isn't it? Pravrutti. This I should do, this I should not do. This is a conscious attempt which happens in the mind. Whereas here, preeti vishadatmako, it doesn't have, it is not a conscious thing which comes in the mind. It is because of the love, things manifest in the mind. Okay? That is the difference.
We can say that it is for sadhana bhakti, the first one is there.
Yes, yes.
The second one is for bhava and prema.
Bhava and prema together. That will come later. Bhava and prema, what is the distinction, what is the non-distinction, we'll talk later. Because this bhakti has to define, include all the things. That is why this is being described. Okay? All. Mind, body, mind and words are involved. But how they are involved, it is like this. It is not exactly the action, one step before the action, that is subtle. See, whenever you act something, do something, first is what? Knowledge. From knowledge comes desire. From desire comes a cheshta. From cheshta comes a kriya. Activity. Like you may say in management terms, planning. Planning. For example, even if you want to lift a glass of water, what happens first? The action first is manifest in the mind, then only it comes. That is why Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu, you have the example of that kheer, isn't it? That is cheshta. It is actually cheshta. He is actually sadhaka bhakta. Within the mind, he is doing that. So it is actually the subtle form. Subtle form of action is known as cheshta. Okay? So, going further. Now, Krishna Anushilanam, connection with Krishna makes it Krishna Anushilanam. Tadevam sati Krishna sambandhi Krishnartham va Anushilanam Krishna Anushilanam iti. Two words are being used. Krishna sambandhi and Krishnartham. Something which is done for Krishna, Krishnartham. Number two is what? Krishna Sambandhi. Connected to Krishna. Krishna means connected to Krishna. Things connected to Krishna. What are they? Tat Sambandha Matrasya Tadrathasya Va Vivakshita Tvadvad Guru Padashrayado. For example, you are connected with Guru by taking shelter of him. That is also Bhakti, isn't it? You cannot say it is not bhakti. Now, even at the level of bhavarupa, bhavarupa bhakti, they are also affection to guru. That is, bhavarupasyapi krodhi kritva, krodhit kritvat, means it is included. So, at the level of bhava, when you take guru padashraya, that is also bhakti. Now, going further, vibhichari sucha means even vibhichari bhava at the level of prema. That is also, you at the level of prema, you have attachment to guru. You are doing something for guru. That is also bhakti. Bhaveshu navya pyatiti. So it is just a little technical thing. We'll clarify it more as we go further. Let us go further. Now, how to get this bhakti? There is only one way. What is that? Etacha Krishna tad bhakta kripaya. Only by bhakta and Krishna's mercy. Now, it is manifesting. Where is bhakti manifesting from? Where does it come from? It is Uttama Bhakti. It is directly coming from Krishna Swarup Shakti, internal potency. Sri Bhagavataha Swarupa Shakti Vritti Rupam Atho Prakritam. That is why it is Aprakritam. Aprakritam means what? It is not of this world. It is from the spiritual world. Now somebody may say, oh, it is in the spiritual world. How is it manifest in the body? How can it be done by the body? How can it be done by the senses, the mind? It is material. Then the answer is given here. Even though spiritual, it manifests in body. Api kayadi vrittihi. It seems to be cleaning the pot. Cleaning the pot in the deity kitchen. All material only, na? How can you say it is bhakti if it is there? Bhakti is spiritual, no? So, that is why it says, api kayadi vrittihi tadatnyeneva tatra tatravirbhutam iti jnayam. Like, soul is spiritual, isn't it? But it is manifesting its consciousness through mind, intelligence, body. In the same way, though bhakti is spiritual, it is manifesting through the body, mind and senses. So don't think just because I am doing something to the body, mind and sense, that is not bhakti. There are many people like that. Yeah, what is this? Going, bringing sabji, driving car, putting computer, building temple, is bhakti or what? Bhakti means you should be blessed, sit down and peacefully and just think of Krishna. I don't know, this think of Krishna, what happens? Sleep in. You go and think of Krishna and sleep, that's what happens. Many have this idea. It's a wrong idea people have. See, as long as passion is there, na, we should work hard for Krishna. Once the passion goes, you should just sit at one place and chant. Do you think Prabhupada had a passion? He roamed more than many of us, isn't it? 14 times around the globe in 12 years. So we have many, many wrong conceptions which is spoken, and but it's not the case. It's not true. Krishna includes other forms. Some people may say it is only Krishna. No, it includes other forms of Krishna. Krishna Shabdas Chatra Swayam Bhagavata Shri Krishnasya Tadrupanam Chanyesham Api Rapa. So, all the other forms of Krishna and Taratamyam Chagrev. Of course, there is distinction between Krishna's form and other forms. This is Taratabhya difference, that will be discussed later, sometime else, in the later chapters. That is what Jiva Goswami says. Now let us finish these 14 points and then we'll leave. What kind of bhakti? Now, after describing Krishnanushilanam, what kind of bhakti should be? What is the adjective now? Anukula. Anukula tatra bhakti matratvat siddhyartam visheshanam anukulyena. Anukulyena, why it is mentioned? Because it is visheshana. Visheshana means adjective. It is qualifying the bhakti which is described. That is why anukulena is to be. And pratikula is not uttama bhakti. Pratikulye bhakti va prasiddhyet, aprasiddhyet. It is not established, it's not uttama bhakti. Now, meaning of anukula. Anukulyam chasmin uddeshyaya Shri Krishnaya rochamana pravruttihi. Anukulyam means Krishnasya rochamanaya, to give pleasure to Krishna. Activity done with the intention of giving pleasure to Krishna. Rochamana means to give pleasure. That is meaning anukula. What is meaning pratikula? Pratikulyam tadaji prajitam. Opposite of pratikulism. That means activity done to harm Krishna, to give displeasure to Krishna. Vishnu's commentary we are not going to discuss now. We will discuss the next half. There we will explain what is pratikula anukula. We have a very clear concept about it. Now, somebody may say that anukulyena Krishnanu sevanam. But Krishnanu sevanam, that itself is enough. Why you put anukulyena? Because Krishnanu sevanam, seva means what? Go and do service, isn't it? Anu sevanam. Anukulyena Krishnanu shilanam. You are doing something for him that naturally it means good only. Like you send someone, you go and do something for him. What does it mean? Doing good only, na? Doing good only. Why you are using this anukulyena? Like the example is, very interesting example, just see. The example is, tatascha yatha shastrani samanyeti ukte shastranam api samanyam prachityate. Like if you say, their argument is, when you tell the soldiers to get ready for fight, that means they're you come for fight or you go for fight. What does it mean? They are going to take their arms and ammunitions. Then shastras they are going to take. But Rupa Jiva Goswami says, suppose you call all the soldiers for a big feast in your house. Will they bring the arms and ammunitions? No, not in every case that when somebody does something to Krishna, it is anukula. That is why anukulyena has to be added. Otherwise, thinking about Krishna is a bhakti. Kamsa was 24 hours thinking of Krishna. Isn't it? It should be uttama bhakti? No. Now, somebody might say, why are you telling anushilanam? Remove anushilanam, just put anukulyena. Example for that for the necessity of anushilanam. Anushilanam means do something. Just do anukul. You be anukul to him. What does that mean? You do something for me, not that go and sit next to him, isn't it? So for that, they give example that tatascha rajyam gacheti atra raja padena. Now, when you call a king, what will happen? The king will come along with all his soldiers and other paraphernalia and all these things, all these people are brought along with him, isn't it? He's not just coming by his own. So, if that is the case, why are you calling? Why are you using this word anushilanam? When we talk, why we use the word anushilanam? Because just being anukul, like for example, Krishna is sitting on a stone. The stone is anukul or not to Krishna? Is it anukul or not? He is walking along, he is tired and he wants to sit on a stone. But can you say that stone is doing bhakti to Krishna? No. Because there is no intention in the stone that it wants to please Krishna. Of course, stone in Goloka Vrindavanam, that is conscious. Don't bring about that. I'm just giving an example. Give an example. So in this way, these things are established, that how what is being aniti padam, that we'll talk later. So something we have got of this, that is this 14 point, then tattva selection we'll talk later. So just contemplate and meditate on this point, little bit technical, but not so difficult also to really understand. We may say, why all these things, Prabhu? If you don't do all these things, we land up in saying that a book distribution is all passionate devotees. No. For people in goodness, it's book distribution is not there. They should just be in the temple. So many different misconceptions come in our daily dealings. What is bhakti? What is not bhakti? What is uttama bhakti? What is karmeshwar bhakti? So many things come, because when you want to do something, when you want to get something, you should know what it is. That is why it was train our consciousness and mind and intelligence to get these points, subtle points in our is very good. So I have taken more time. So I'll stop here. So we'll meet at what time? After 1 hour. We'll meet at 6 o'clock. 6 to 7:30, 8 o'clock, 6 to 8 we'll have. 6 to 8 we'll finish, try to finish maximum as much as possible. Okay.